Seventh stop. These rooms were also accessible from the corridor visible here on the left, and of which we previously admired the floor decoration and its position with respect to the private rooms. It would seem that these rooms were used as cubiculi, meaning bedrooms. As you can see, these two rooms have only been partially uncovered, since they are suddenly cut off by the cement wall. The thresholds, too, opened as a passage in the left-hand wall, remain hidden beyond the edge of the dig. The floor features a sober but extremely refined covering in opus sectile, albeit with many gaps due to the pillaging which took place over the successive centuries. This flooring is almost completely absent in the left-hand room, where only the floor foundation in lime mortar remains. Note the use of rectangular slabs of white marble, veined with blue, arranged to simulate a wall in blocks of stone, using a technique called isodomum. Thin strips of red Verona marble enliven the colourless decoration, further embellished by the band of black marble making up the border which ran along the walls.